back the door in the second half of the year, Tuesday night.
Getting back to this, I think here's a classic case. If not for this kasha, if not for this question, Rabbeinu Tam would not have come up on his own. There's a million examples of it. It's just this. I felt was like a great one. If not for the kasha, let's say just there would be a din, a shvur does not need shem. On our own, it's very obvious Rabbeinu Tam on his own would not have said, that's nice when you mush mumi piyatzmo. But I hold when you mush mumi piyachayrim, it needs shem Hashem. He wouldn't have said that on his own. On the other hand, so he has a Gemara, he has a problem. The Gemara says you do need shem Hashem. So he has a teretz. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about mush mumi piyachayrim. Because it's like Soita, which is the Koyan puts her under oath. So that's what's need shem Hashem. But Lamaisa, the Etzim Svara, is his own logic. Like, there's no indication in the Gemara about this teretz. It's just a teretz. It's a very convenient teretz. It answers the question. But there must have been, so the answer is that something could be logical. And if you have a kasha, then you could say a teretz that's logical. But it's not always compelling. It's not always compelling. I told you, the Gemara says in three or four places in Shas, Lomali Kra Svarahu. Right, what do you need a pasuk? It's a svara. Now, the whole Torah is logical. So what do you need anything for? Right? I mean, okay, we'll say the chukim are not logical, maybe some of them. But obviously, the Gemara says it by Hamosu Mechveil of Araya. The Gemara says it about a Pesha Usar who a Pesha hit there. I mean, but there's the zillions of dinim in the Torah that are learned out from Sukkim, and they're also logical. The Gemara doesn't go around asking on each one, why do you need it? First of all, just a parenthetical remark that's not so parenthetical. If someone would stand up today and say that, I think he'd be stoned. The chutzpah. What do you mean, Lomali Kro Svarahu? Lomali Svara Krohu. Mechutzav Apikairis. You're a terrible person. A Slifkin. What's the matter with you? Lomali Svara Krohu. What do you have to say is Svara? It's a Krohu. You see from the Gemara, what the Chayvus Halbavus writes in his Hakdama, we learned it. It's not true. Svara logic is a primary value. Very, very primary. If you have a compelling... The Gemara, obviously, is talking about a compelling svara. But it's only human logic. It's not nevuah, right? It's only human logic. How come the Gemara only says it one or two times? Three times in all of Shas? Because it has to be very, very compelling. Very compelling. Once in a while, well, it's really more than two or three times, because two or three times the Gemara says, why do you need a pasuk? It's a svara. More numerous is the time when the Gemara will say a drasha, and then the Gemara will say that drasha is not tenable, because it doesn't make sense. The Gemara will do that. That's already more than two or three times. That's like a lot of times. So you see from both Gemaras that logic is a very primary value, like the Chayyus Halbavus says. The whole Torah is logical. Why do you need any psukim for? So the answer is it's not compelling. Now, on a certain level, it is compelling. Why? Because everything flows from Hashem. And Hashem, it must be compelling on some level. Hashem, as Einstein said, Hashem doesn't play dice with the world. Hashem doesn't roll the dice. Everything is an outflow of Hashem. Hashem is mukhrach. Hashem is compelling. So everything is compelling. And that's why it says Avraham Avinu figured out Kol HaTorah Kula. Yitzhak figured it out with his kloyos. Kloyos physiologically, it gives you an eitzah. Creativity is physiologically from the kloyos. That's why it's the seat of Eitzah. Council tells you what to do. So I guess on some level, the whole Torah is compelling. Our logic doesn't reach us there. Avraham Avinu was. He was more in touch with reality. So in reality, Taka, the whole Torah is compelling. So he figured, what? But the Gemara says, you're not right. Because the Gemara doesn't say Avraham Avinu received the Nevuah from Hashem about the Torah. The Gemara says he figured it all out on his own. Nasu Shtei Chil Yosef, his kidneys, which is the seat, physiologically, metaphysically, I should say. Metaphysically, that's where Seichel, the Eitzah, that's where creativity comes from. And it says he figured it out on his own. It doesn't say he had a nevuah from Hashem. The Torah was only given once from Hashem at Har Sinai. Not before, not after. Avraham Avinu had to figure it out on his own. So, anyway. Okay, this is already philosophy. And just saying, on a certain level, it is all compelling. Getting back to our world, the world that we mortal beings, you see two things from the Gemara. You see, like the Chavik HaBavah says, that logic is a very primary value, even more so than a possible. If you don't have an agenda, then you say, so how come people's logic? Terence says, most people are subjective, are nogeya bedover, have agendas, so that warps their logic. Very few people are coldly mathematical. You know, maybe you think you know someone that's coldly mathematical. Then you find out he's also full of negias and, you know, desires, and he wants to see things a certain way, and that's why he does. So this Rabbeinu Tam to me is a perfect example. Because the Gemara doesn't say anything. The Gemara just says, Shavuos, Eidos, Leeds, Shem Hashem, and you learn it out from Sota. Like Rabbeinu Tam had a hold that this Svara is so logical that he had the guts to come up and make this chilek, which there's no basis for the chilek. You understand what I'm saying? He had to come up with that chilek on his own, and he had to hold it logical. Maybe the logic is what Beryl said, maybe it's what Hananya said. Hanina. It's what Hanina said, maybe it's the way I said it. That's the logic. It can't be compelling, because it's clear to me from Duran that Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have said it on his own if he didn't have a problem. He wouldn't have been machadish halacha with this logic. So it's not that compelling, but it answers the kasha.
Are you saying only three times in the entire Shas it's so compelling?
No,
that
I don't know. I only know three times in Shas where the Gemara says that you don't need that it's so compelling that you don't need a puzzle.
If you hold the other svaras, none of them reach the same madrega of compelling?
Or else you don't need a puzzle. The Gemara says. Unless it's the times when the Gemara slugs up a drasha by saying it can't be true because it's totally illogical. So that's also so compelling that it could slug up. You wanted to make a drasha. You obviously, it stemmed with the way we make drashas. Obviously you didn't have it from Kabbalah, from your Rebbe, from Sinai, because then indeed no logic would slug it up. Yeah, that's what he's saying. What? Yeah, but his answer is that every mushma piacher needs shame. The Gemara says it by Shavuos Eidos. Okay, we'll stop here.
Not much. pshat is when you tie the pishtan and the semer together. If it's or in between.
So the Ferish and Mishnah are not like that. I don't understand it. In the 10th parak of Kalayim, the Ferish and Mishnah are not like that.
Check out the Sari Tshuva and...
check out the 10th parak of Kalayim. Okay, we'll see. We'll be Mayan in it.